filmmaker Agnes Varda died this week, aged 90. Few directors, it's fair to say, were more admired by cinephiles. Her body of work, which dates back to the 1950s, traversed fiction and documentary. It was influenced by her travels, notably to the US, where she made films about the Black Panthers and Hispanic murals in LA, and of course her trips around France. Her 61 film, Cleo from 5 to 7, the story of a pop singer who awaits the results of a biopsy during the course of a day, is one of the classics of the 60s, a decade that saw her rise to prominence as a member of the Left Bank movement within the French New Wave, along with Alain René and Chris Marker. Another one of her films made in the mid-80s is one of my favourites, starring Sandrine Bonnaire. It was called Vagabond, and it was a bleak road movie and a mid-career peak. But right up until her death, Agnes Varda was making great films, often as documentaries, often highly self-referential. The Gleaners and I, again, about French rural poor and food scavenging, The Beaches of Agnes, and most recently, Faces, Places. Born in Brussels to a father of Greek refugee origin, she reflected throughout her life on feminism, racism, and class. Here's an excerpt from an interview I recorded with Agnes about Faces, Places, a film which she made with a young French artist called J.R., a film that saw her return to the French countryside to interview everyday people, as J.R. would make huge murals of them. Here she is responding to me, asking her about a point in the film where she references death.
I said, I don't know. I think I'm not afraid, but we'd never know what will happen. And old as I am, you know, I'm almost 90. The best thing that can happen to me is to die. Well, the best thing, or the thing that has to come. So I was thinking, I am so lucky to be able, in my old age, to work and to meet J.R., who pushed me to work, because maybe I would not have made another film alone. But the energy that we got to use together, the energy, the love for cinema, the love for film, and then my love for editing. I spent a long time with a good editor trying to say that I take your hand, I take you with us in the magical trek, visiting France and meeting people who have no power. That was the main thing.
The great Agnes Varda there. And if you want to hear more of that interview, including the moment where we're interrupted by a publicist giving us the wind-up, where she gets very stroppy, actually. She was very generous to me in that interview. We will put a link up to the full chat at the Screen Show website.